radio's greatest hits
of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. All right here on aircheck.com.
Required listening in the kitchen with my mother and father. And I think of Newsmax as part of the Bob Grant legacy.
And you're here in town because of what's happening here, and my, shall we say, salubrious party. And
I think we're meeting in one of those undisclosed locations that Dick Cheney goes to once in a while. And it's not a retirement little get together. As I said, it's an appreciation for Bob Grant. You know, a lot of people, Bob, know you as Bob Grant, the talk show host, and many of your guests come on and they know you in a very professional way. And one of the nice things in the past few years for me has been to get to know you as a friend. I've gotten to know you and Joe. You've been down to Florida to visit, and I want to let people know that. You are, one of the great things about you is that you're a very humble guy in many ways. And I'm always amazed how you don't fully appreciate the impact that you've had on people on a personal level, on our lives in the states we live in. You know, you have changed elections. I don't think Rudy Giuliani, who's considered the great hero out there today, he wouldn't have been elected if it wasn't for you. George Pataki, Florio was put out of office by you. So you've had a tremendous impact. And I think it's important people know that.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of things, of course, the public finds it impossible to learn. And it's maybe it's just as well when it comes to what goes on time and time again behind the scenes. But I've mentioned Newsmax proudly many times on the broadcast, and I do get mail from people who say, because you mentioned it, we are now a subscriber. And the reason that's important to me is they need to get the truth, and they're certainly not going to get it from the mainstream media.
Well, you know, I've always subscribed to the idea, Bob, that truth comes from, the Greeks used to say, from the opposites. That unless you have a dialogue of different ideas, you can never really come to a rational understanding of our world. And I think what you've done, you were the, for many years, the loyal opposition, the antithesis to the liberal media before the Fox Newses and the radio hosts and Newsmax and the Drudge Report. And I think we help people arrive at the truth by giving the other side of the story. And that's why we do a really vital role. And I want to, I really hope that you don't fully retire. Like Howard Stern has found new life in Sirius, we might find some new life for you in new media, whether it be on satellite radio or on the internet or in some venue, because I think your voice, as we're finding out today, it's a great voice. It still resonates with Americans and should be heard.
Thank you, Chris. I'll be seeing you later.
See you, Bob.
Straight ahead.
My top three reasons for up.
The Phonar stand-up MRI is the first MRI patients actually love because of its wide-open comfort. And it's the unique MRI doctors need because it scans patients in their position of pain so doctors can see what's causing the pain. No wonder over 120,000 patients have already enjoyed a Phonar stand-up MRI. Call 1-888-NEED-MRI to schedule your appointment. Most patients actually prefer to be scanned sitting down while watching TV. Others are scanned standing, bending, or lying down. Fact is, the Phonar stand-up MRI has created a diagnostic revolution. In response to the variety of ways patients love it and doctors depend on it, Phonar has decided to broaden the name from the Phonar stand-up MRI to the Phonar upright MRI. Call 1-888-NEED-MRI now to schedule your Phonar upright MRI. Visit Phonar at Phonar.com or ask your doctor for a Phonar upright MRI. It's the patient-preferred MRI. In fact, it's the first MRI patients actually love. Call 1-888-NEED-MRI now. Now, most insurance companies proudly cover it.
Great news for you. WOR's annual bridal show, brought to you by Kleinfeld's Bridal, presented by Sleepy's, is set for Saturday, February 11th, and it's at the Metropolitan Pavilion, right in the heart of Manhattan. Every year, we help brides-to-be make their dreams come true. And I want you to meet a bride so she can tell you about her bridal show success.
Hi, I'm Jessica D'Angio. I'm 27 years old, and I got engaged in October of last year. I was so overwhelmed by the details of wedding planning. My fiancé's mom took me to the WOR bridal show, and it definitely paid off. Right there on the runway, I saw the dress of my dreams. I called Kleinfeld's the next day and made an appointment.
Another happy bride. So come to the bridal show. You'll get a chance to win wonderful prizes. Maybe $3,500 gift certificate from Kleinfeld, $1,000 towards jewelry from Cara Lee, and a $2,500 cashmere cape from Flemington Fur. You must register. $35 a person. Call 800-568-3789 or log on to WOR710.com. 800-568-3789.
The WOR Bridal Show is brought to you by Malaysian Tourism, Jersey City Hyatt, and Halleck Cleaners.
710 WOR.
What? Homeowners, are you tired of painting your house? Are your windows all worn out? Are your screens ripped with bugs coming in? Why not call the most trusted name in the industry, U.S. Window Factory? Now they have beautiful vinyl siding and insulation with a patented exclusive formula that will enhance the value of your home and save you thousands of dollars over a short period of time. Plus, they have a full line of beautiful custom-made Energy Star windows, double-hung sliders, casements, bays, bows, awning windows, and patio doors with internal blinds that will also save you thousands of dollars. No one manufactures windows like this with a lifetime warranty. U.S. Window Factory has done approximately 75,000 window installations in our area. Call 1-800-525-2969. They'll give you an energy-saving guarantee in writing, or they'll pay the difference in the cost of heating your home. Call 1-800-525-2969. U.S. Window Factory. 100% low-interest financing available for those who qualify. Call 1-800-525-2969 and tell them WOR sent you.
E.com.
Get your gourmet on online at thefoodemporium.com, featuring always free delivery and same-day service with your order. The Food Emporium, all gourmet, all the time.
Paul from Smithtown, you're on WOR. Welcome to the program, Paul.
Yeah, hi, Bob. I've been listening to you since I was 16 years old. I'm 46 now, and I just always assumed that you would be there, much like when you walk into a room and you throw on a light switch, you expect the light to come on. So I listened to you with a very heavy heart today. I'll try not to get choked up, but having you leave the airways is like having a great library shut down. Bob, I'm really going to miss you. And I hope that you do come back, because you've gotten me through a lot of years. I'm still on kidney dialysis after 9 years, and you've been a big part of my life. You know, I feel like a chapter is being ripped out of the book of my life.
Paul, I really find it very difficult to respond to what you're saying, because I can hear the sincerity and the depth of emotion in your voice, and I can only tell you that in all likelihood, in the fullness of time, somebody might come up to you and say, hey, you remember Bob Grant? And you will say, Bob who? You think that's possible?
Never. Never.
I've just tried to inject a little bit of humor into the program. I know you're...
I do have one question.
Sure.
What in the world is Eugene from Albany going to do now?
He's probably going to go out of his mind.
Certainly can't call Mike Savage.
That's right. Okay, Paul, thank you so much. You heard Dove Hykind mentioning Ward. Was it Dove who mentioned Warren from Bed-Stuy? I think it was. Yeah, it was. And here's somebody claiming to be Warren from Bed-Stuy.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, Paul? Warren.
Phony Warren from Bed-Stuy.
Oh, the phony Warren from Bed-Stuy.
There you go. Bob, I have to tell you, it was a thrill just hearing Duff Hyken bring me up. And I have to tell you, it's like I'm losing such a close friend. And I know I'm speaking for so many people in this city. I mean, you've shaped, I've told people over the years that that, I don't know, maybe, who knows, maybe I would have been a liberal at this time. I don't know what, where I would, and I'm telling you, maybe, I'm sure other people feel the same way. I've been listening to you since I'm 11 years old, so you've been such an inspiration, and everything you've said sort of like made me realize, you know, this is what I'm hearing on television, but then there's that. There's another way to look at things, and it was just such an honor of letting you go, you know, go when you went along with that shtick you did, and that whole thing with the phony Warren versus the real Warren, and it was an honor. And then finally, I decided to go on a trip to Israel with you, as you remember, and I got to know you, and you were just such a great guy. And I waited till the final dinner, and I said, Bob, I'm a regular caller on your show. Try and guess who I am. And you stopped for a second, you looked at me, and you said, you're the phony Warren from Bed-Stuy. And it was just, then you came up and we did a little shtick together, and it was just one of the most, it was the highlight of my life. And Bob, I'm speaking for the entire tri-state area when I say it's not going to be the same without you. And I wish you such good luck in your retirement, and you must come back in some fashion whatsoever.
Warren, I'm deeply touched by what you said. I remember that. We returned from Israel on the 28th of February of that year.
Right.
And we did have a great time.
We did. And you got to know me as Gary, not
right.
Phony Warren from Bed-Stuy. And it's just been such an honor, Bob, and really good luck with everything. And that's all I can say. I'm getting choked up. I have to go.
Okay, Warren. Or Gary. That's incredible. Kitty from the Bronx on WOR. Hello, Kitty.
Oh, God does answer prayers, because I prayed I'd get through. I'm going to miss you very much, Bob. I was a regular caller, and there was one thing I really, really liked about you, because you let us talk about anything. You used to say, anything is grist on the grinding mill. And I that was great, because most shows you have to keep to the topic. But good luck, Bob. God bless you, and take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you, Kitty. You too. Ricky from Brooklyn on WOR. Yeah, hello, Ricky.
Bob, I have a little song from all your listeners and callers, including the great callers, John of Staten Island, Frank of Queens, George the Atheist, Steve Manhattan, Gary East Haven, and the grand lady of talk radio, Dorothy of Montclair. To know him is to love him, and we do, and we do, and we do.
Thank you, Ricky. maybe I won't leave after all. Joseph from Brooklyn on WOR. Hello, Joseph.
Bob, this is Joseph from Brooklyn. It's a sad day today for the radio. It's a sad day for all the community. But I got to tell you, I'm one of those guys that I've listened to you for 12 years, and I never called. I never called because I'm also a radio announcer for 25 years, and I don't like to wait on the line. I've been waiting 2 hours to get through.
You get Spielkes.
I've been waiting 2 hours, but I enjoyed, I waited, and I wanted to tell the people that thanks to you, you have made me the most popular radio announcer, because I learned everything from you. I went to college, and I paid a lot of money, and it was under stress. I listened to you. It was free. It was enjoyable. It was informative. And I took that information, and I gave to the community. I gave to the Italian-American community, that I converted a lot of people into Republicanism, conservatism, because of your ideals. You changed results. You changed every politician that wanted to win came to you. The things that you have done, the impact that you have had, it's incredible. And one day I got a chance to meet you after all these years. I met you at the San Gregorio Magno dinner. I could not believe this humble man, with all the people from Italy, with a group from Italy that came, about 50 people performing, you were there in the midst of simple people. I said, this is Bob Grant, the giant, the king of talk radio. Amongst ourselves, I was so happy to see you. And in fact, we had another meeting with Victor and Vito, that says hello, to meet at the restaurant La Strada, and we had the best afternoon I ever spent in my life. I want to thank you on behalf of me and all my audiences and my friends, You will remain in our hearts and our mind. I think you have contributed more than anybody else that I know. And thanks to my accident in 95, because I stood home and I had to listen to a radio. No more music, but I listened to you, and it became an addiction. And from there on, Bob, I went ahead on the Italian-American radio, and I interview all the politicians that you know. And I've helped them out, and thanks to you, I got the knowledge. I got a different word besides reading the papers. I couldn't get that information. Uh-huh. I got it from Bob Grant.
Thank you so much, Joseph. I appreciate that. Now, how about a couple of the people who've been working behind the scenes? You've heard me mention our gentleman of distinction at the controls, John Foray. And, of course, I know you've heard me mention Naomi. And guess what? Now you're going to hear from them, not about them. You're going to hear from them. And they're going to be kind enough to leave the final couple of minutes to me. Naomi? John? Take it away.
Hi, Bob. Checking in with you. I know we spoke yesterday. I told you a lot of my thoughts. And basically, when I first started in radio and found out that I would be working with you, I was overwhelmed and a little bit intimidated by you. And the beginnings were rough, getting used to each other. I was 22 years old, just out of college. And very, very quickly, I found out what a great person you were and how wonderful and kind you were. And everything I had heard about you was wrong. I don't mean to blow your cover, but everything I had heard about you all those years was just wrong. And you've just been so great to work with. I've been working with you over 5 years now. You've been from the beginning of my radio career, and I've learned everything from you. And it's been an honor, and I just want to really thank you from the bottom of my heart. I think you just... It's been a great many years, and I just appreciate everything we've been able to do together.
And Naomi, you're going to have a great career, I know it. And John Foray, your opportunity to speak on the air, and I know that you have done that at other radio stations, so the microphone won't be any stranger to you.
That's right, Bob. I just wanted to say that I've worked with a lot of hosts over the years, and out of everybody, it's usually people loved them or hated them. And you, I can honestly say you are the one man that I've worked with that even the people that hate you love you. Anyway, Bob, thank you for the opportunity to work with you, and I just wanted to thank you for being Bob Grant.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard from two people who have been very devoted to the production of this program, John, Naomi, and you've heard from Mr. Buckley, from Mr. Bruno. You've heard from well-known personages. You've heard from Howard Stern, Pat Buchanan, Ed Koch, Governor Pataki, many, many people who have become famous in their line of endeavor, such as my colleague Bill O'Reilly. But I want to tell you that no matter how many famous celebrities and famous personages have appeared on the Bob Grant program today, yesterday, the day before that, and the day before that, no matter how many people who have captured the headlines, who have been celebrated either as rogues or as heroes, no matter how many people whose likeness you might see on the front page of the New York Post or read about in the pages of the Daily News or the New York Times, truly the most important people of all to me, not only this week, but throughout my career, have been you. You out there. You who are anonymous. You who will never get a chance to be interviewed by Larry King or someone like that. You who will never see your likeness on the front page of the newspaper. You who won't read about yourself having achieved anything. You people who have not been given a voice have expressed yourselves in one way or another all these years on the Bob Grant program. And I want to tell you, back in those days when I began doing talk telephone radio, I remember being very nervous. And the late, great Joe Pine told me, he says, listen, you just be yourself and you can't miss. And as the engineer was playing the theme and the producer was pointing to me, telling me I was on the air, I forgot all my nervousness, I forgot all my concerns, and all I heard was the voice of my first caller. And I knew I should listen to what they had to say so I could react to what they had to say. Who knows when and where and if we'll meet again, but until then, your influence counts. Use it straight ahead.
You're tuned to 710 W.